Unit 6, Lesson 2, Exercise 1, page 50. Listen and then read this news report. AIDS stripping farmers of their land. Komlan Huesu certainly knows what he is talking about when it comes to the impact of AIDS on rural communities. He is a farmer in Benin who has lost everything because of HIV, the respect of his neighbors, his savings, and his land. He is now fighting to rebuild his life. Cotonou, the 25th of October 2007, IRIN. Just 5 years ago, Huesu had 2 hectares of land in the Koufo region of southwest Benin. He inherited the land from his family and grew corn, cassava, and cotton on it to meet the needs of his 2 wives and their 6 children. In 2003, however, his health began to deteriorate. It started with headaches. I told myself that it would pass away, but they got worse, he told IRIN Plus News. His relatives attributed his illness to witchcraft, so Huesu went to a traditional healer to try and relieve his pain. I had to pay for my treatment, giving goats as offerings. At first I used my savings, but when they weren't enough, I had to sell my land, reported Huesu. Huesu's health deteriorated fast, and he ended up in hospital. After a few months, he was bedridden, but he still did not know what was wrong with him. Then he overheard a conversation between 2 doctors. I heard 1 doctor referred to me as the one with HIV, he said. I decided to leave the hospital and go home. I got myself tested. The test confirmed that I did indeed have HIV. He was immediately put on antiretroviral, ARV, drugs, the medication that lengthens and improves the lives of people living with HIV. Huesu was then confined to his house, especially since his wives were also infected with HIV. He faced rejection from his community. My neighbors knew, and they avoided us, he explained. One morning my wives cooked 10 kilos of rice to sell at the market, but some young people blocked their way and forced them to throw the rice on the ground. But, thanks to the ARV treatment, Huesu slowly got strong again. He bought back some of his land and started farming again, and he decided to fight for himself and for others in his situation. I started to raise public awareness of the problems facing people who are infected, particularly in rural environments where there is little information on the epidemic, he explained. Now he heads the Benin Network of Associations of People Living with HIV. Huesu is fighting for social and economic rehabilitation for people who are HIV positive, many of whom have lost everything.